This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Colosseum. Logic. Logic is God's set of reasoning rules that, when followed, point to His Son as the source and anchor of all knowledge. Vern Sheridan Poitras wrote a book on logic. It's called Logic, A God-Centered Approach to the Foundation of Western Thought. It's available online as a free PDF, and I encourage you and your children to read this book. It's a good read in that it starts with the extreme basics and works into more sophisticated logic. And in asking, why study logic, Poitras answers, quote, "People engage in reasoning in every area of serious study, not just in philosophy. In almost every sphere, universities today rely on reasoning. In natural sciences, medicine, historical studies, law, economics, political science, language study, literary analysis, mathematics, academic work aspires to conduct its reasoning rigorously," end quote. Christianity and intelligence are not mutually exclusive. Intelligence belongs to the Christian. You should rest in this fact. When you engage in discussion and debate with a non-Christian on the merits of Christianity, you must understand that the non-Christian already assumes the existence of logic. He or she will, of course, assume there are pre-existing reasoning rules by which we all must conform. This is not only inconsistent with the humanist's worldview, as the humanist asserts he or she is the source of law and truth, it is also a huge admission. When a humanist automatically adopts logic as a guide for discussion and debate, he or she is impliedly admitting that there is a thought process that exists outside of him or herself which we are to achieve. And to the Christian, this is not pursuing being God, it's pursuing God's thoughts after him. This we are to do, especially to point to God's manifestation in the flesh, His perfect morality as Jesus. Kevin R. Novak promoting intelligence in the form of civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.